This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor. News Talk,
WANI. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Hey, let's talk some parenting 911. And Frizelman with me. And first off, before we even get started, welcome, by the way, and good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
I have found somebody that beats me up out of bed in the morning. I got the alarm set for 4. I will say, I never roll out at 4. I always hit the snooze. It's about 4:09, 4:10 before I roll out.
Look, and I don't use an alarm, but
you don't use an alarm.
I roll out.
Crazy. 3:30, and I know we're here to talk about Parenting 911, but you told me, you said that you teach, is it like a Bible study that you do in the morning?
Yes, so that's another part of the discipline that I've been taught. At 5 o'clock a.m., I teach Bible study live on Facebook, Monday through Friday. Mm. 5 years I've done that.
Goodness gracious. Which was a call? Did you know that you were going to be moving into the, you call this a ministry too, Parenting 911.
Absolutely, and it is.
So walk us through kind of your history and how that led to this, and what all you were telling me you've been involved with school districts for 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. That hits close to my heart. My dad was a K-12 administrator for years.
Yes.
And put in his 30 some odd years of education work, and and using resources such as yourself to come in and deal with things. But why? If your elevator speech, Frizelman, if I had to say, you know, tell me what Parenting 911 is. Walk us through that.
So Parenting 911 is a way to help support parents through difficult struggles, to help empower them, providing strategies that they need to get through everyday concerns, issues, problems, and struggles. Mm-hmm. And we try to be there for them. We don't judge them. It's not about how much you know or any of that. It's about, where are you? Mm-hmm. What's the issue? What's the problem? Mm-hmm. Where are you stuck? And then we try to walk right alongside you, hitch up, and help you move forward, so to speak. So we don't judge, we nudge, because we want you to move forward. And we're just there to help. Our children, all of them in this world, deserve to be raised in a loving, nurtured, structured, disciplined, loving home. But sometimes as parents, one parent said to me, we are ill-equipped for that task. So Parenting 911 steps in the gap.
And I get that. We all get busy, whether it's from work or whether it's because of, and I know that, you know, there's the thing where they talk about, well, you should have your priorities. And, you know, as my mother used to tell me, God, family, job, keep it in that priority. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, you need all of them together, working together. But I'm sure, like, every parent has come to you and said, I don't know what to do.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, that's probably your number one. I'm stuck.
Sure.
And I'm sure that's frustrating for them, but it's something that you've heard before, so you know how to respond to that.
Let me also say, not only have parents come to me and said that, many grandparents today are raising their grandchildren.
Yes.
I've had many grandparents to say, I don't know what to do. It's not like I don't know how to raise children, but things are different. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel equipped to be able to do what I need to do for them. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
What are some of the things that you guys offer for that? Is it counseling one-on-one with the parents? Is it counseling with the parents and the children?
You're telling the story for me.
Well, the reason I ask is, I've said before, sometimes with kids, they have to hear it from somebody else, and then they realize that their parents maybe not be as dumb as they think that they are.
Absolutely. So we do offer the one-on-one with parents, grandparents, whatever. We offer family Parenting 911. So, yes, we talk with the children as well, especially as the children get older. Because teenagers need to understand that parents are preparing them for adulthood, not catering to their every little whim, but preparing them for adulthood. So we do that. We work with groups. We have small group programs and courses. We provide workshops at schools and school districts, for churches, for organizations, for corporate. Because think about this, your employees can have a better product at work when home is calm and things are going well. So we even do personal development for corporate.
Mm. I will say that being the father of two young ladies, that they're good girls. They are. When you hear stories from other parents, everybody always says my kid's bad. No, your kid's not bad.
Oh,
and,
wow.
But I will say that. And my father used to tell me this too. Kids actually do appreciate discipline. I know that they may tell you they don't, but they need some guidance and some discipline. And even something as simple as we do a show on Thursdays, the Big Screen Movie Reviews with Kevin Flanagan, and he works with The Edge that brings Christ into the workplace and faith in the workplace. And even he and I have talked about it from his years of even from watching movies. Like my girls, even at their age, will say, "Is this okay for me to watch?" Because it's we've kind of instilled in them, mm-hmm. don't surround yourself with stuff
exactly.
such as that. And
exactly.
And so now that wasn't always the case. You know, at 12 or 13, they want to sneak around and do stuff they're not supposed to be
normal.
Doing.
That's a normal time. Curious, yes.
So do you find that too when you talk to parents and grandparents
absolutely.
When they say, "Well, they're doing this," you go, "Yeah, that's."
Yeah, that's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I had a parent of maybe he was 11th grade, but she didn't like the way he studied. She says, now his grades were always A's. I mean, always he's always been that type of child, but she didn't like mm-hmm. the way he studied. She wanted him to study her way. And she said, "Will you tell him?" And I said, "I can't." I said, "Why would I disturb and disrupt what he has already created? He has a safe space where he knows exactly what he needs mm-hmm. to study." And then I said, "Is he getting the grades you want?" She said, "Well, absolutely." I said, "Then why are we disrupting that?
Mm.
Leave him alone."
Mm.
So, yeah, back to the discipline. All of us need discipline.
Mm.
Every human being. We don't like it. But we need it. I mean, we don't like rules and regulations, but we all need them. Children need them even more.
Mm. For example, when we're talking Parenting 911, you can find out more information at parenting911.org. I'm going to take a break real quick. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up with Frizelma and Parenting 911 here momentarily. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
Keeping you up to date with the Yellowhammer State. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. For Zelma Women, we're talking Parenting 911 and how you can get involved. I would suggest going to parenting911.org and looking at your bio. First off, I love your name. Because it was different, and you told me, you said, you know, of course, it's family name,
yes.
Literally.
Literally, yes. My father, Frank, and his mother, Zelma.
That's awesome.
And my mother, you know, she said she didn't care for just Zelma alone.
Okay.
She needed to dress it up just a little. So she put those two names together, and I'm Frazelma.
I love it. And so you guys have got, you can reach out. And this is this open for anybody, or do they need to qualify for a
Parenting
certain thing?
Parenting 911 is open for the world mm-hmm. because we can do courses online, virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I work with any parents or grandparents or blended families or foster parents, single parents, co-parents, does not matter. If you're raising children, I work with you.
You know, and you and I were talking about the various personalities of children and how they, I mean, I've got two that are back to back, 16 and 17. They could not be more polar opposite than what they are. So you have to handle them differently.
That's right.
As I tell my wife, whenever it gets time to discipline them or to talk to them or to walk them through a problem, I usually have to put them in separate rooms because what I'm telling one, I may not be telling the other one.
Absolutely.
And not trying to hide anything. It's just that I think every... You know, it's like a salad bowl. Everything's different.
They're individuals.
They are. And is it tough for parents to realize that, too?
It is, because most times parents want to have this cookie cutter, one size fits all, but it does not. Mm. Even if they're twins, we have nine grandchildren. Two of them are twins.
Oh.
Well, look, we have to handle them differently because their personalities are different. One, you can look at, you know, sternly, and she's just like...
Yes.
And you're like, calm down, I haven't even said a word.
Yes.
I just looked. And the other, you have to sit down and have a conversation. So you have to study your children and know what they need.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
And it may not be necessarily what you needed.
Oh, most times it's not. You're not the one in trouble.
That's what you and I were talking during the break, because, you know, it's, and I was. I was the, I mean, my grandmother made me go out and pick the switch off the peach tree to come in. If I did that to my kids today, they know how to get online. I'd be reported to DHR and have somebody at the house. And so it can't, and I know that parents and grandparents, they say, well, back when I, well, it's not that way anymore. It's not back when it was your, when you were growing up.
Yeah, and, and they provide alternatives too. Mm. I don't tell people that you can't spank, because I know some people that's mm-hmm. their go-to, but I do teach them that can't be your go-to, because mm-hmm. that's not going to solve every problem in the world.
No.
You have to have other alternatives. This is the time for you to get creative. Mm. This is the time for you to understand there are other ways to get their attention, and then talk to them.
Mm.
Because there is a purpose for the whole discipline thing. Mm-hmm. And the purpose for that is to teach your children how to think wisely.
Mm.
Because consequences come with everything we do.
And they're going to grow up and possibly have kids of themselves one day. So
they need
that guidance.
I told a parent, I said, you do know that you're helping to raise your grandchildren right now. And it just floored her. She's like, what are you saying? I said, everything you teach or don't teach.
Hmm.
Your children are going to use that when they have a family.
Hmm.
It's going to stem from you. So make sure that you think about what you're doing before you do it. Say things that you mean and that you can follow through with.
Mm.
Stop trying to threaten them and all of that.
Yes.
Be careful with what comes out of your mouth.
Mm. Very well said. Prezema with me is Parenting 911. Is that the best way to get in touch with you, to be, go to the website and do that?
Absolutely. Parenting911.org. I do want to let those who are listening from around Opelika mm-hmm. know that tomorrow, November 1st, we have our monthly citywide event. I partnered with the city of Opelika, and we will meet every first Saturday, 3:00 at Opelika Library.
Oh.
Tomorrow, the topic is Mental Health Matters. And we're talking about not just mental health for the children, but mental health, even parents.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about how to help, how to get through some struggles, ADHD, autism, anxiety, PTSD, all of that. We're talking about it. My guests tomorrow are Drs. Patrina and Latrina. They're with HCL. I had the thing before me. You know, I moved it. Mm-hmm. Maternal and Family Health Center.
Okay. So that is tomorrow at the public library.
Public library, Opelika, 3:00.
3:00. Do they need to sign up or anything?
All they need to do is walk in the door.
Just show up. So you guys got to keep that in mind tomorrow. If you are looking to see yourself so moved to do so, please do so. And thank you for all that you do, by the way.
Absolutely.
And helping the future of this area.
Absolutely.
It is something special. So Auburn, Opelika this morning, wrapping things up here momentarily.